Okay, guys, welcome back to Just Faith. We're your host, Mari Williams.
And Emily So.
And we're so, so excited about this episode because we have our first ever guest.
Hey, guys, my name is Michelle. I'm a freshman in college. I just started this week. And little thing you guys might not know is that I'm Emily's sister, actually. Mm-hmm. And another fun fact is that my favorite song at the moment is Who Am I by Casting Crowns.
Okay, yeah, so... for today's episode, we're going to be talking about pride and humility, so let's get into it.
Okay, I want to first start off by saying that I'm really excited that Mari and Emily gave me the opportunity to join their Just Faith podcast. So, So when they asked me, I was just thinking of so many things of what we can talk about, and
but yeah, you had a whole list.
Yeah, I really did, but I just narrowed it down to pride and humility because I feel like in today's world it is just so prevalent, and it ain't it. So Okay. Just getting into it, I want to start off with Genesis, the first book. And the first time we see pride is when we go back to the fall when Adam and Eve ate the forbidden fruit. If I just pick up a verse, it says Genesis 3:6 that, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband and he ate. And we see pride in the part where it says the tree was desired to make one wise. So basically, Eve, she's seeing that she can get the same knowledge as God, be the same level as God. All in all, shortened, pride is basically when at any time the focus is shifted from God to you. It's like a slap in the face to God and telling him, hey, I know you're God and all, but I matter more, and my desires, will matters more.
And pride is so dangerous because we can be prideful in the smallest moments without even noticing them.
That's so true.
So, for example, is just thinking you can accomplish big tasks by yourself, guys, because none of that comes from ourselves. It all comes from God, all of it. But sometimes we don't think it comes from him and it comes from us, which is just prideful. And another example is thinking that you're better than other Christians because you have a higher status just in general, which is so, so wrong. Do you guys have any other examples or anything?
Like for me, I've obviously, like everyone else, have dealt with, being prideful in the past. Like for me, before I really started my relationship with God, I would be rejecting what God says in the word and also refusing to accept what is right and wrong. And also not other things would be like just skipping my Bible study and prayer too. That's like telling God I don't need you today. And another thing that I see pride in a lot of other Christians is them saying I'll see God when I have time or when I'm older. Like, I feel like so many Christians nowadays just say,
like, when I'm older,
I'll push
later.
It back. Exactly.
Yeah,
that's so.
Okay, yeah. And so for me, and I know that a lot of other Christians have also struggled with this, is justifying your sin rather than confessing it. And this is, honestly, for me, such a huge problem that I still continue to struggle
like finding
with
loopholes, right? Like,
Like, for example, when I sin, it's so bad, but I try to tell myself that it's fine, it's a small thing, God will forgive me easily like that. But that's so wrong, and you should rather confess that sin, and another thing that I struggle with I would say I used to struggle with this a lot, but not really right now, but it's constantly criticizing other people. And this is like an example of pride, because when you do this, you're thinking in a way that you are better than that other person.
No one admits this, but everyone does.
Yeah,
no one talks about it, but everyone does this.
Everyone has.
Mm-hmm. Like, I definitely still struggle with this too. When you're on, in all honesty, you're just as equal, as guilty, and as much of a sinner as they are. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Point blank, period. Yep. We're all sinners,
exactly.
guys. Yeah. We've all broken God's law, and we're all in need of saving by the only one perfect man, who is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
Can I get an amen? Amen. Yeah, and another way we see like pride nowadays is how people, they are so deceived and they believe that their good works and deeds will save them.
Yeah,
which, you know, which is, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And to God, you know, that's like saying
you
that Jesus.
Work your way up.
Yeah, like people are trying to make their own ladder up, but no, Jesus is the ladder, as it says in John 14:6. Anyways, it says, it's like telling that Jesus' death on the cross has no value whatsoever. Like, what? So you're telling me that Jesus died on the cross, he got pinned to the cross, needles, you know, nails in his arms, hands. And he did all that for nothing? No, he didn't do that so we can find our own way to heaven, you know?
Yeah,
he did that, you know, because only he's the way who can...
He's the way, the truth, and the light.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Exactly. And also, Paul's in Ephesians said that it's not our own doing or because of our work so that no one can boast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And with all that being said, you know, we can all admit that all the examples that we just listed... Mari, Emily, and I, we've obviously done these things ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've obviously committed these sins ourselves.
Or are still doing
still,
these things,
you know? Yes, mm-hmm. yes. To this day, we, you know, Christians can still fall into pride.
Yeah, and struggle.
Yeah, it's still definitely a daily struggle. But, you know, we're, you know, all three of us, we're just really thankful because Jesus, you know, his death and resurrection crushes our pride. He like, took away our pride because it's all about him. He's the one who, you know, suffered on the cross for us. It's not us who suffered on the cross on behalf of the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Now we want to end off in the opposite of pride, which is humility. And humility is acknowledging that you need God in every moment, even your best days, and even in your best and the most amazing achievement.
Yep.
So how do we fill ourselves up with more humility rather than pride? Is willing to sacrifice, willing to serve, willing to suffer, and willing to submit. Because once you truly understand that the spotlight is on Jesus and not us and not our own work, and it's on Jesus's work on the cross, then we begin to understand humility.
Yes. And that is all we have for this episode. Do you guys have anything you want to add or say?
Maybe like a good verse to...
Okay, go ahead.
A good verse that you guys can, you know, look back on that relates to this whole topic is Proverbs 3... verses 5-6, you know, it just shows what true humility is, just trusting in God alone with all your heart and just acknowledging him in everything that you do. That's, you know, that just shows what true humility is.
And guys, we all struggle with pride, but it's a matter of acknowledging it and trying to be better. Mm-hmm.
God did that, you know.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it for our episode today. If you guys want to catch up or be more updated on our podcast, our podcast page on Instagram is, what is it, Em?
It's Just Faith Podcast. But guys, we said we were going to post last time, but we still have not. Mari, we're guilty. It's so dry.
It's
like,
so dry.
Like, sorry, guys. Like, we need to start posting.
Yeah, we only have one post. Okay, we're going to do it today. We're going to post. But, and our personal Instagram, mine is Mari X Williams.
And for my Instagram, it's Emily with 2 Y's, S-O underscore.
And mine is Michelle So, but without the I.
Yeah. And then your
And Michelle has another page, guys. I recommend you follow. It has so much encouragement on there.
She'd be popping off, go on.
And her she'd be drawing you guys pictures. Like,
I don't know about that because I, like, kind of transitioned my theme. I don't know if you guys can tell, but
I used to, like, more verses.
Yeah, but now I changed it to the theme of my profile pic, which is, like, a lighter blue and a darker blue. And I just do more, like, verses and quotes.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday. I was stalking.
My username for that account is just Good Grace Glory. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So, I hope you guys have a nice, blessed day wherever you are. And I really hope you guys...
Yes.
What? Why are you guys saying yes?
No, just go.
I really hope this episode could have helped in some way. And if you guys have any questions, you guys can DM us on either of our Instagram.
Feel free.
So God bless, guys. Love you and bye.
Love you guys. That's it.
Bye. Have a good day.